We went to Anfield and we lost. Liverpool 1, Arsenal 0. That one line says it plainly. The fuller story says we were undone by a single stunning moment. Dominic Szoboszlai's 83rd minute free kick from about 30 yards. He bent it into the top corner. Raya stretched. There was nothing to be done. Even Mikel called it a magic moment. Credit where it's due. That was world class. If you spend the night on social media, you know the rest. Meltdowns, hot takes, the predictable chorus of "Ateta this," and "We need that," and "Sell him now." I'm not joining that parade. Context matters. Now let's walk through the facts and then place this result where it belongs. A stingy reminder, but it's not a season verdict. First fact, Arsenal were shorthanded. No Bukayo Saka. And Martin Odegaard didn't start either. That matters. Those are not small pieces. They're the creative gears this team relies on. So what did Arteta do? He started Nani, Madueke, Victor Gyokeres and Gabriel Martinelli up front. You know, there were talks about Martinelli being necessary for a match like this. Eberechi and Odegaard came off the bench. Different faces, different tempo, different expectations. Second fact, there was an early blow. William Saliba limped off inside 5 minutes. Christian Mosquera came on and he held his own. Calm, composed, dependable. But losing your defensive leader that early changes the match plan before the match has properly begun. So we defended, we reorganized, we competed. The pundit's read was consistent. Arsenal were organized, disciplined. Rice and Zubimendi did the hard work in midfield, cover, balance, control. The team had the ball at times and the shape looked recognizable. But the problem was the final incision. The killer pass, the moment of invention in the last third, the piece that turns pressure into a goal. It was missing. Madueke had flashes. Martinelli worked hard. Gyokeres was willing but isolated. When your primary creators aren't there, these isolation moments happen. And that's not failure in the warrior sense, it's actually just structural reality. And then the moment, the foul, a set piece, a runway for Szoboszlai. He put airtime on the ball and physics did the rest. You can discuss the new Puma ball and grip dynamics all you want, Raya and Arteta referenced it, but to be honest, that strike beats any keeper more often than not. That was excellence, not an excuse. The fan sentiment was split, a chunk of supporters focused on the positives. The defensive rearguard standing up despite early injury, midfield discipline, the fact we weren't blown away at Anfield. Another chunk was frustrated by the lack of cutting edge and by late substitutions that didn't change the story. Both reactions are understandable. Emotion is part of being a fan, but context should temper emotion. Now, where does that leave us? On the pitch, the spine still looks usable. Raya, Rice, Zubimendi, the structure. The performance wasn't a collapse. It was a team missing its usual firepower, coping manfully and then getting beaten by a moment of pure quality. If you're a traditionalist, as I am, you look at that and think, file it on that lesson and not catastrophe. Practical takeaways for Arteta, be quicker to inject your creative players when the pattern is stuck. If Odegaard and Eze change the tempo, bring them earlier next time. Rotate the frontline movement so Gyokeres isn't alone and Martinelli has alternating lanes to run into. Small tactical nudges, earlier substitutions, different overloads on the flanks, a tighter approach to conceding set piece distance will change outcomes against elite attackers. And the reassurance, it's August football. Anfield, with its history and atmosphere, has been a postbox for Arsenal for a while. We haven't won there since 2012, when Arteta was still a player for Arsenal. This loss extends that ugly stat, but it doesn't erase the season. The Premier League is a long haul. Teams wobble. Good teams respond. So my final word is cautious optimism. You know me now. We saw discipline. We saw structure. We saw players stepping up when asked. We also saw missing inventiveness when key names were absent. The fix is not dramatic. It's minutes, recovery, sharper substitution timing, and the return of those key attackers. The spine is intact. The lessons are clear. The ambition shouldn't shrink because of one wonder strike. Tip the hat to Szoboszlai, circle the moments we can correct, and get ready because the better days are ahead if we learn faster than we panic. So everyone's talking about Arsenal's transfer window, and rightly so. There's a new energy in the air. But behind all the hype about who's arriving in North London, there's a name that keeps popping up on the timeline. Bertha. Now, if you're scratching your head thinking, who exactly is this Bertha? Let me walk you through it. Andrea Bertha, who we now fondly refer to as Don Bertha, is Italian. He's an ex-banker turned football executive, and he's Arsenal's new sporting director. He came in earlier this year, slid into Edu's seat, and since then, the way Arsenal move in the market feels different, sharper, more ruthless, almost like the Emirates boardroom has grown fangs. This guy cut his teeth at Atletico Madrid. He helped shape a squad that could stare Barcelona and Real Madrid in the eye and not blink. We're talking signings like Griezmann, Oblak, Rodri. Not all perfect, João Felix still divides opinion. But the point is, Bertha earned his stripes in the trenches of European football. He's not learning on the job. He is the job. And Arsenal fans, we're calling him Don Bertha because he operates like a Don. Quiet, efficient, no wasted emotion. While other clubs leak transfer sagas for months, Arsenal under Bertha suddenly announced deals that felt like ambushes. Bang, player signed. Bang, terms agreed. No long story. No drama, just results. Now you can see why that matters. For years, we were the nearly club in the transfer market. Always linked, never landing. Now, that has shifted. Arsenal aren't just chasing talent, we're securing it. And that has got Don Bertha's fingerprints all over it. I'm not saying he's a miracle worker. Football is still football. You win some, you lose some. But this window, it feels like Arsenal finally have that balance of vision and execution. Arteta draws the plan and the Don makes it real. So when you hear Don Bertha trending, remember it's not banter, it is respect. Respect for a man who's helping Arsenal move like a big club again. And if he keeps this up, the only thing louder than his nickname will be the silverware clinking in our cabinet.
Up, Gunners!